阿门。哈利路亚，奉主圣名啊，继续我们啊下午的祷告会。
Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we continue with our afternoon prayer session.
我们起来唱诗195首。
Sing hymn 195. And let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书第一章。
Colossians chapter 1.
第九节。
Verse 9.
哥罗西书的第一章第九节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 9.
第九节。
Verse 9.
因此我们自从听见的日子也就为你们不住的祷告祈求。愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。第十节。
Verse 10.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐多知道神。十一节。
11.
能够照着他荣耀的全能，得以在各样的地上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的宽容忍耐。好，那这个是保罗写给哥罗西教会的一段话。
And so this is a passage that was written to the church of Colossae.
那使徒保罗用他的一生向我们见证了一个祷告的人生。
And the apostle Paul used his life to testify on our behalf of the power of prayer.
给我们见证一个信仰的人生。
And to testifying the faith of our life.
同时也给我们见证了一个成功的人生。
And also testify.To find a successful life.
所以我们都很羡慕啊。
And so we are envious.
希望我们都能够有一天像保罗一样。
And we're hoping that one day we could all be like Paul.
非常有把握的。
And that we are affirmed.
说那荣耀的冠冕已经为我而存留了。
And that glorious crown has been waiting for me.
保罗为什么这么有把握呢？
And why is Paul so affirmed?
因为他的生命本身就是一个信仰的见证。
And because his life is a testimony itself.
他的祷告是今天众圣徒的榜样。
And his prayer is the examples of all the saints.
所以这一段记载讲到保罗在祷告什么。
And so this passage records what is Paul praying about.
我们可以用他的祷告来反省我们今天自己的信仰。
And so we could use his prayer to contemplate our own faith.
来对比一下保罗求什么，我们又在求什么。
And to compare that, what is Paul praying for and what are we praying for?
在这里说，当保罗听到信徒的消息啊。
And here says that Paul, after hearing the message from the members,
他就能够在心中在祷告里不断的感谢纪念这些信徒。
And then constantly he will be praying and giving thanksgiving for these members.
并且把这些弟兄姐妹放在他的心上。
And that he has placed the brothers and sisters onto his heart.
在底下呢，保罗说他为我们祷告四件事啊。
And so he tells us that he's praying for us for four things.
这个是今天保罗为哥罗西教会的祈求。
And so this is the prayer that Paul is praying on behalf of Church of Colossae.
当然了，我们的灵性跟保罗可能有一个差距啊。
And so of course our spirituality might be a little different with Paul.
所以保罗为信徒求四件事情。
And so Paul is praying four things for the members.
这个我们可能比较困难一点啊。
And maybe this is a little more difficult for us.
但是有一件事我们至少要做到的。
And so at least we should be doing one thing.
我们可能没有办法为其他信徒求这四件。
And we cannot be praying for other members of these four things.
但是我们至少可以为自己来求这四件事情。
But at least we could be praying these four things for ourselves.
哪四件事情是我们要求的呢？
And what are the four things that we should be praying about?
有的信徒常常祷告。
And some of the members, they pray constantly.
但是他不知道自己要祷告什么。
But they don't know that what should they be praying for.
所以有时候祷告结束，脑袋空空。
And so sometimes after the prayer has ended, and the brain is empty.
如果我们不知道要祷告什么。
And we don't know that what we should be praying about.
在这里保罗提供了四个你可以祷告的方向。
And here Paul's listed out four things that we could pray for directions.
第一样哦。
And number one.
啊，第一样说，我们不住的祷告祈求，第九节。
Verse 9 says, "Do not cease pray for you."
他说啊，要在一切属灵的智慧跟悟性上知道神的旨意啊。
And that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will and all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
哦，所以在这里我们要求的第一件啊。
And so the first thing that we have to be praying for.
就是要在智慧跟悟性上来认识神的旨意。
And so that we be understanding the will of God through the knowledge of His will and wisdom and spiritual understanding.
这里特别讲到智慧跟悟性两件不一样啊。
And so wisdom and the will is different here.
我们有时候啊会有一点错误的观念啊。
And so sometimes we might make a mistake.
我们觉得说智慧是从上头来的。
And we feel that wisdom comes from the above.
那这里悟性或是知识就是属地上的东西啊。
And spiritual understanding is something that's belonging to this world.
啊，所以我们常说我要求智慧，求智慧哦。
And so often we will say that we will be asking for wisdom.
啊，但是在这里保罗告诉我们啊，两件都可以是从神那里来的。
And Paul tells us that both things could come from God.
因为智慧是看见价值的高度。
And because wisdom is something that you will see highly in value.
悟性是得到价值的能力啊。
And spiritual understanding is gaining the ability.
我们讲个例子哦。
And let's talk about an example.
那今天你有智慧。
And you have wisdom today.
你认识到信仰的重要。
And you understand the importance of faith.
你知道要在主里把孩子带大。
And you know that you're supposed to bring up your child in the Lord.
因为是有价值的。
And because this is something that's valuable.
这个叫做属灵的智慧。
And so this is spiritual wisdom.
但是有这个智慧不代表你有执行的能力啊。
And so even if you have this wisdom, and it's not necessarily you know how to execute.
这时候啊，知识跟悟性就要进来了。
And so knowledge and the spiritual understanding will come in.
很多时候我们都知道要做一个好人。
So many times we know that we have to become a good man.
我们知道要跟弟兄姐妹和睦相处。
And we know that we have to get along with all the brothers and sisters.
但是有多少时候明明心中想着一句好话，嘴里一出口就伤人了。
But how often that we are thinking about something positive inside, but as soon as we talk, it's something negative that comes out.
悟性不足啊。
And so spiritual understanding is what we lacking.
有一次啊，在一间教会啊。
And so one time at a church.
啊，有一个很久很久没有来教会的一个信徒来教会啊。
And there was a member who came to church and he hasn't been coming for a very long time.
啊，那个接待的人啊，非常非常高兴，感谢主啊，他来教会了。
And the usher was very happy that this person came.
啊，因为知道啊，一个人能够回转归向神是何等的价值。
And then because this person knew that it's so difficult for a person to turn back to God.
啊，但是啊，那个接待的看到他第一句话。
And but the first thing that the usher did when and said.
你来了。
And you can't. You are here.
你也知道要来啊。
And you know that you're supposed to be coming.
是不是病得快死啦？
And is it because you're sick to the point of death?
哇，明明是一件好事啊。
And of course, this is something that was always positive.
缺乏属灵的悟性，就把事情搞砸了。
But they're lacking spiritual understanding, so that this thing it has been corrupted.
所以我们今天在祷告当中，第一件你可以求的。
And so in our prayer, the first thing that we could be praying and asking.
求智慧认清信仰的价值。
And we're asking for wisdom and understanding the factuality of our faith.
同时也要求悟性，让我们知道正确奔跑的方向。
And that we're asking for spiritual understanding so we know that which direction we're running into.
在这里说，使我们能够看清楚神在我们生命当中的旨意。
And so that we could see clearly that the will of God fulfilled.
人生今天都要做很多决定啊。
And so in our life we have to make many decisions.
啊，有人说人生基本上是由众多的选择所组成的。
And so some people have said that life is composed of making many decisions.
有的选择很重要。
And some of the choices are very important.
有的选择不重要。
And some of the decisions are not so important.
啊，像你今天早上要吃什么？
And just like this morning, what you should be eating for breakfast.
你要吃包子馒头还是要吃面包cereal?
And you wanted to eat dumplings or mantou or cereal.
啊，结果是啊，今天早上你们都没得吃。
And but the fact is that this morning, you have no food to eat.
啊，但是这是一个选择，而且这个选择不是那么重要啊。
And of course, this is only a decision making, so it's not so important.
啊，但是今天人生当中有很多选择非常重要。
But in our daily lives, we are making many important decisions.
你要住哪里
？And where will you live?
你要做什么
？And what will you be doing?
你要如何选择你的配偶
？And how you be selecting your spouse.
你怎么跟你的家人互动相处
？And how should you interact with your family members?
这都是很重要的选择。
And these are very important choices.
所以我们第一个要求神赐给我们智慧跟悟性啊。
And so the first thing that we have to be asking God is the wisdom and spiritual understanding.
能够明白主在我们生命当中所存的意义跟价值。
And so that we could understand completely what was the will in our of God in our life.
在每个人的生命当中、哦。
So in each and every one of us lives.
啊，神一定有帮你预备的一个目的。
And there should be a purpose that God sets out for you.
啊，不要以为没有，每个人都有啊。
And so do not think that everyone will have this.
今天神召你来这里。
And so God has been calling you here today.
一定有他为你所预备的目的啊。
And there's a defined meaning or a way that he has set out for you.
因为我们的神不会做没有意义的事情。
And because our God would not do something that's unmeaningful.
所以我们要求神让我们看清楚他为我人生当中预备的意义在哪里。
And so we have to ask God and let us see clearly what is the purpose and which way that he has set out for us.
使我们能够活出一个有价值的人生。
And so that we can live out a valuable life.
到最后当我们来到审判台前。
So at the end when we come in front of the judgment table.
能够很有把握的说我活了一个有意义的一辈子。
And so confidently we could say that I lived out a very meaningful life.
活出一个合神心意的生活。
And I lived out a life that's based on your will.
但这要你满心知道神的旨意才行、啊、
And of course that you have to understand God's will.
啊，第二个所要求的哈。
And so the second thing that we have to be praying.
我们看第十节。
And let's read verse 10.
啊，哥罗西书一章第十节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 10.
啊，在这里说，好叫你们行事为人对得起主哦。
And that so that
第十节、哦、
verse 10. And that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing Him.
保罗在以弗所书里面告诉我们。
And so that Paul tells us in the book of Ephesians.
他说我们要活出一个与我们所蒙的恩典相配的人生啊。
And so that we have to live out something that's worthy of God's grace.
那今天信了耶稣有了一个新的身份。
And so we're believing in Jesus, we have a new title today.
有新的身份就要活出新的本分来啊。
And even if we have this new title, then we should live out our duties.
因为只有活出正确的本分才能够得到最终的福分。
Because after living out and fulfilling our duty, that we should be getting this title.
所以在这里第十节说我们的行事为人要对得起我们的主
And that's why verse 10 is that we may walk worthy of the Lord
使我们的生命能够得神的喜悦
And so that everything is pleasing to him
我们来看一下启示录的第十一章
And let's turn to Revelation chapter 11
我们看启示录的第十一章
Revelation chapter 11
启示录十一章的第一节
Revelation chapter 11 verse 1、
啊、第一节说有一根苇子赐给我当作量度的杖并且有话说起来将神的殿和坛并殿中礼拜的人都量一量啊啊在这里说啊到最后神要量一量我们啊
And so at the end, it says here that God will be measuring us.
啊在这里说要量三样。
And so, we have to measure three things.
好从这三样来决定我们有没有活出一个配得的人生。
And from the three things will determine that whether we lived out a worthy life.
要量哪三样呢
And so what are the three things that we're measuring?
第一个说要量这个神的殿。
And first, we have to measure the temple of God.
第二要量殿中的香坛
and then the altar.
啊，第三个要量殿中礼拜的人呢、啊、
and then those who worship there.
啊，在这里是讲到我们三种不一样的生活。
And so this is the three different types of life that we have.
神的殿是指我们的信仰生活。
And so the temple of God is referring to our faith.
我们在教会的服事
and our servitude in church.
我们跟弟兄姐妹的互动
and our interactions with brothers and sisters.
谈则是指的相谈，指的信徒的祷告
and altar is referring to members' prayer.
所以第一，量你对信仰的态度
and first, you have to measure the attitude you have towards your faith.
第二，量你灵修的功夫
and then secondly.To be measuring the work that you put in for cultivation.
第三，量量殿中礼拜的人。
And then thirdly, to measure all the people that's worshiping in the temple.
就是你的社会生活。
And so that would be your social life.
所以我们今天我们的信仰、我们的灵修以及我们如何在外面做人，都要被神量一量啊。
And so today our spiritual faith and then our spiritual cultivation and how are we as a person in society are all be measured.
让我们能够活出一个对得起主的人生啊。
And so that we could live out a worthy life to the Lord.
所以我们在祷告当中啊。
And so in our prayer.
我们要真的去仔细去回想，直接去反省一下我们的生活。
And so we have to re-examine and contemplate about our own life.
我在教会是一个怎么样的人
？And what kind of person I am in church?
我在社会上是怎么样的一个人
？And what kind of person I am in society?
还有我在家中是一个怎么样的人
？And what kind of person I am at home?
因为到最后神要把你这三方面的生活都放在他的量度的帐底下。
And because at the end that all these three placements will be in front of God and be measured.
到最后称一称你有没有活出一个配得的生活。
And everything is going to be weighed out to see whether you have lived a worthy life.
能够凡事蒙神的喜悦。
And that you will seek the light of the Lord.
哥林多前书，哥罗西书这里继续讲啊。
And Colossians continue to say.
在这里说啊，第三说要在一切的善事上结果子。
And it says that you have to be fruitful in every good work.
这个是神对我们的第三个要求。
And so this is the third criteria that God has for us.
也是我们在祷告当中对自己的第三个祈求啊。
And so this will be the third thing that we have towards ourselves.
我们要问问自己，从信主到今天，我有没有为主结出什么果子来
？So we have to be asking ourselves, from believing God until today, have we been bearing any good fruit?
因为神对百姓吩咐说。
And because God has instructed His people.
神对百姓说，没有人可以空手朝见我。
And God has said to the people that nobody could come and see me empty-handed.
所以当以色列人来朝见神的时候
，And so when the Israelites came and see God,
不准空手。
And you cannot come empty-handed.
一定要带礼物。
You have to bring a gift.
今天同样的要求也放在你跟我的身上。
And so the same request has been placed on you and I.
神说不准空手朝见他。
And so God said that you cannot see me empty-handed.
所以我们从信主到今天呢
？And so from believing the God until today.
我们到底见神多少次啦
？And so how many times have we actually saw God?
在这众多见神的机会里面
，And amongst all the opportunity that we can see God.
我们有多少次是两手空空的来见他
？And how many times have we came empty-handed？
更糟的是两手空空就算了。
And what's bad about it? Even if you come empty-handed，
一点都不会觉得不好意思啊。
But you would not feel embarrassed at all，
因为不觉得有需要。
And because you don't see the needs。
今天有的信徒觉得我有来聚会就不错了。
And some of the members feel that as long as I come to church today and worship, this is all enough。
总比那个不来的好吧
？And I am better than those other people that does not come。
我还有守到就。不错啦
and because I'm keeping my faith,
总比跌倒的人好吧
and I'm better than the people that have fallen.
所以很多时候我们都活在一种自我的满足里面啊
and so many times we're living within our self-satisfaction.
来聚会是给神面子
and when attending service, this is giving God's face.
奉献一点觉得自己了不起
when I'm making a small offering, I'm thinking I am the best.
弄来弄去好像神欠我们不少啊
and it seems likeThat God owes us a lot.
却不知道说自己常是空手朝见神的。
And but unknowingly that you often come empty-handed.
在这里说我们要常结果子啊。
And it says that we have to be fruitful.
所以我们今天要仔细祷告中回想一下。
And so that during our prayer we have to carefully re-examine.
我到底为主耶稣在我的生活当中结出什么果子来
？So what kind of fruits have I been bearing for Lord Jesus Christ in my life?
使我在祷告当中能够很勇 敢地跟神说。
And so that in our prayer that I could courageously and say to the Lord.
说我努力的。
And I have given my best.
虽然不是很好。
And although the result is not so good.
虽然没有最好。
And although I have done it all.
但是你看见啊。
But you have seen it.
主耶稣啊，我真的努力的。
And Lord Jesus, I really indeed try my very best.
不管是传福音。
And whether this is preaching the gospel.
还是改变自己的品格。
Or you're changing your own personality.
或者是更加珍爱自己的家人。
Or that you wanted to cherish your family members.
或者是在主里把孩子带大。
Or you wanted to bring up your children within the Lord.
在工作当中为了信仰的缘故受到别人的压力。
And you are facing persecution and pressure from work because of the fact that you believe in Jesus.
当你为了信仰来做出这样的牺牲。
And so when you making these sacrifices on behalf of
为了耶稣做出这样的选择。
And when you're making these decisions, because of Jesus.
这个叫做结出美好的果实啊。
And this is called bearing wonderful good fruit.
所以我们每个人来到神的面前。
And so each and every one of us come in front of God.
如果我们常常结果子啊。
And if we're constantly bearing fruits.
感谢主啊。
And we are thankful of God.
配得的人生。
And this is a worthy life.
如果在我们反省之后啊。
And so after self-examination.
突然发觉哦。心有点虚虚的、哦、
And we came to realize that maybe we feel a little uneasy.
想想过去一年啊好像除了聚会什么都没做啊。
And I thought about that. I only came to church for service for the past year and have done nothing else.
好像以前一直觉得自己还挺好。
And all the time I'm thinking that I am the best.
那就是我们要集体直追的机会啦。
And so that we have to try to work a little harder.
只要能够反省自己。
And as long as we could examine ourselves.
在神眼中从来不会太晚。
And in God's eyes, this is never too late.
所以立志从今天开始。
So to make a determination starting today.
改变从现在开始。
And we are making changes starting today.
祷告当中跟主耶稣说。
And so in our prayer, we have to tell Lord Jesus.
我真的很抱歉过去没有结出什么果子来。
And I am sorry that I wasn't able to bear any good fruits in the past.
有时候偶尔挤出两颗也是酸酸涩涩的。
And sometimes,I might be able to squeeze out one or two, but they all taste very bitter and sour.
求你帮助我，从今天开始我要改变啊。
And please help me today because I wanted to make the change.
求你赐给我力量，在善事上结出果子来。
And please for me the strength that I could bear all good fruits and all good works.
祷告中第四件可以求的。
And so in our prayer, we could pray for the fourth.
在这里说我们要求渐渐的多知道神啊。
And then we have to pray for the increasing in the knowledge of God.
信仰是一个不断成长的过程。
And so faith is a constant growing process.
当一个人信仰停止成长。
And when a person sees stop growing.
其实就是不断的在倒退的地步啊。
And actually this person is gradually going backwards.
所以在这里啊保罗说我们要求我要渐渐的越来越认识神。
Now, so Paul said that we have to be asking that we're increasing in the knowledge of God.
我们在一开始接触信仰的时候。
So in the beginning when we first encounter our faith.
我们对道理的认识可能非常非常的浅啊。
And our understanding towards the truth is very limited.
常常是停留在得恩蝶有福气享平安啊这些事情上面啊。
Many times we're remaining at the stage of receiving grace and receiving blessing and enjoying true peace.
那这个是很正常的。
And so this is all normal.
就像小朋友啊那个小新生的婴孩一样。
And just like the newborns with small children.
什么都不会只会哇哇叫啊。
And they don't know anything else but to cry.
没有关系啊哇哇叫啊爸爸妈妈就过来啦。
And it's okay because when they cry, the parents will come over and comfort them.
但是随着时间的过去
But throughout the passing of time,
父母是有期望的。
And all the parents have high hopes.
那今天两岁你跌倒了，要妈妈抱抱。
And today, when you're 2 years old, you have fallen, and then you want your mother to carry you.
如果你20岁跌倒了，还是要妈妈抱抱。
And when you're at 20 years old and you have fallen, and you still want your mother to hold you.
也不是不行啊。
And I think this is still okay.
可能妈妈会抱着你一起哭啊。
And maybe your mother will be holding you and crying at the same time.
怎么养了这么久还是这个样子啊。
And how come I'm raising you for such a long time, you're still like this?
所以父母亲不是不爱孩子。
And of course the parents is not unloving to their children.
但是他们对他们的孩子有一个期盼。
But they have high hopes for their our children.
我们天上的父也是一样。
And so our heavenly Father is the same.
也是期望随着我们年龄的增加
，and our through our gradual and improvement in our age，
能够在道理上长大成人
，and that we could grow up to be adults in the truth。
如同主耶稣一样
，and just like Lord Jesus，
能够蒙神蒙人所爱
，and that He's delighted by both God and man。
所以我们今天要学习，要争取成长啊
，and so that we have to learn and strive。Towards our growth,
使我们能够让耶稣感到欢喜
and so that we could make Jesus joyful.
不要一直停留在吃奶的阶段
Do not remain in the stage of drinking milk.
而是要能够长大成人
and we have to grow up.
不要一直在教会里面吵吵闹闹
and do not constantly rumble and fighting in church.
等待别人给你的同情跟可怜
and that you receive pity and despair from other people.
而要成为神家中有用的一份子
and you wanted to be somebody useful in the household of God.
能够成为神家中的贡献者
and that you could be a contributor inside the house of God.
因为随着年龄的改变，随着信主时间的改变
and so through the time difference in believing Jesus.
神对我们的要求跟期盼会不断的增加
And so God's criteria and request for us will start
所以你看当以色列人在红海旁边的时候
And you see the Israelites when next to the Red Sea
他们什么都不会
And they don't know anything
只会哭闹
And all they knew is to complain and cry
神没有生气啊
And so God was not angry at them
神跟摩西说啊把那个红海分开让他们过去啊
And so God said to Moses why don't you set apart the Red Sea so they could walk through
因为他们只是婴孩
and because they are only infants at the time
但是在经过时间的操练
but through the training of time
经过旷野的考验之后
and after through the test of the wilderness
而今天当他们来到约旦河边
and so when they come in front of the Jordan River today
这一次神对他们给他们的要求就不同了
and so God has a different criteria towards them now
神对他们说把约柜祭司把约柜抬进约旦河里啊
and so GodSaid to them, the priest, why don't to carry the ark inside the river Jordan?
那水就要为你们分开啊。
And then the river will set apart.
如果那个时候以色列人不踩进水里
，and if the Israelites do not step in at the time,
他可以在岸边继续哭闹。
And then of course they will be crying on the side of the river.
他也可以在岸边拼命祷告。
And they could be praying on the side of the river banks.
一样，河水不会为你分开啊。
And then of course the river would not set apart for you.
所以啊，我们今天神对我们的要求也是不断的在增加。
And so, the request of God towards us has been gradually improving.
因为我们要长大成人。
And because we have to grow up to be like adults.
因为我们要渐渐的多知道他。
And we have to gradually come to know Him better.
所以在信仰的路上。
So in our journey of faith.
如果今天你祷告神没有马上给你回应。
And so if you're praying today that you do not receive immediate feedback.
不是神不理你啊
and because it's not the fact that God is not ignoring you
更不是神不爱你啊
and it's not that God does not love you
神在等你先踏出信心的第一步啊
and God is waiting for you to step out the first step of your faith
原本神对以色列人说、哦、
and so God originally told the Israelites
你把约柜抬到水里站好我才要把河水分开啊
and once you bring the Ark of Covenant inside the river and stand still and then I will set apart the river
圣经上说河水很急啊
and the Bible recorded that the river was flowing very fast
会不会被冲走不知道啊
and when you be, pushed away you don't know
但是当祭司拿出信心来
but after the priest brought out their faith
圣经上说他的脚一入水，河水就分开了。
So the Bible had recorded that as soon as the foot has stepped into the water, the river sets apart.
就好像一个爸爸在教小孩子骑脚踏车一样啊。
Just like a father teaching the children how to ride a bicycle.
虽然呐、啊、手没有扶在他身上
，and although his hand is not guarding him，
但是两个膀臂随时准备接住。
But the two arms are protecting on the side in case if the child falls.
所以神希望我们能够成长。
And so God hopes that we could all grow.
不要放弃。
And do not give up.
更不要灰心。
And do not be despair.
因为我们祷告神都听见了。
And because all of our prayer, God has heard them.
他要我们的就是信靠他。
And God wanted us to entrust in Him.
努力祷告。
And to pray harder.
然后耐心等候他的时间。
And to wait patiently for His timing.
最重要的一件。
And one last important thing.
相信我的神绝对不会让我失望。
And to truly believe that our God would not disappoint me.
因为他是我的父。
And because He is my Father.
我们请到前面来祷告。
Let's all come forward.